That signals the most dreaded time of night, the witching hour. Of course, someone like me loves the witching hour, because I am a witch. A satanic sandwich. Perhaps because I was made with deviled ham and evil mayonnaise. But no matter the cause, the result is your dark and dangerous destiny. For it has been prophesied that you shall hear the grotesque details regarding what happened the ninth time Cliff and Kendall crossed paths with the demon-possessed pig farmer known as Hillbilly Willie.
Once there was a farmer in the North Busheltown woods, made his money growing corn and selling off dry goods.
But what he loved the most was his pigs, yes he did really. He loved them more than he should, that old Hillbilly Willie.
He loved those pigs more than his wife, so everybody said. So it's no wonder that she took the preacher to her bed.
What happened when he found them? I know it may sound real silly, but a horde of demons went and possessed old Hillbilly Willie.
Now he's in the woods looking for his pigs most every night. He kills the folks in his way from sunset through daylight.
He murdered some guy yesterday, boy, it was a real dilly. So watch out or he'll get to you, old Hillbilly Willie.
Don't get between a drove of pigs and their man. Watch out for those demons too, they're all over this land.
And if it's a late October night and the air's a little chilly, listen for the crazy laughter of Hillbilly Willie.
Watch out or he might just get a little killy, that demon-possessed pig farmer,
Hillbilly.
Began in the small studio annex outside the main KBSH building several hours before the witching hour, at about 6 p.m., which is also known as the hour of the mongoose. Cliff and Kendall were busy decorating their studio lobby for an impending Halloween party.
Cliff, you need to hang that orange and black Halloween banner higher.
If I hang it any higher, it'll cover this big ghoul Crockpot spent the last 7 weeks paper macheing.
Well, it's drooping down over those pumpkins Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn spent all afternoon carving. It'd be a shame for the party guests not to see the craftsmanship she put into each carving. I mean, the images on these pumpkins really look like the fascinating females throughout history that they're supposed to look like.
You're right. Look at the detail in Martha Stewart's pearl earrings.
Not to mention Lady Godiva's nipples.
Yeah. Let's just take down this ghoul. Crockpot won't even be here for the party. She's chaperoning Fonky on that toddler scarecrow stuff in retreat this weekend.
Oh, yeah, then let's just take it down. Hand it to me and I'll throw it away.
Speaking of explanations for people not being here, where's your wife Susan? Is she on a business trip to some weird-sounding country?
No, she's spending the weekend at a spa in Smackover having her hair exfoliated.
Well, that takes care of that. And by that, I of course mean the decorating. Tonight's big Halloween party to impress the new owner of KBSH is gonna be great. Look, I even rigged the storage closet door to play Monster Mash every time somebody opens the door.
Oh, I love it. That's just what would happen in a real haunted studio.
And look, I set up a somber memorial for all my fallen assistants over in this corner above the garbage can. There's even an eternal electric flame under their pictures, which we'll leave burning until after Halloween when I'll replace the whole thing with a big cardboard turkey display.
I know Sebastian, Topher, and Tyler all died at Halloween, but why is there a picture of Austin up there too? He's just in Switzerland working his dream job as a file clerk in a uranium mine.
I know, but he was with us for so many Halloweens, it just felt right. But you'll notice his plaque is a little bit different from the others. See, under his name there's a post-it that says, not dead.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to see everyone's costumes. I heard Lenny the Exterminator is going to dress up as the car from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And you know Terry the Temp is going to go all out.
Her costumes are always so good. That year when she came as Racial Inequality, I almost cried.
Oh, here comes Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn. I hope they like our decorations. Oh, dears, it's terrifying.
Yes, Buzz. I'm afraid it's worse than we'd imagined.
That's great. That's just the feeling I want our party guests to get tonight when they come in and see all these cobwebs and skeletons and spiders and crap.
I'm afraid that's not what we meant at all, Kindleboy.
No, we've just come from a meeting with the KBSH Board of Directors, and they told us all about the new station owner.
Who is it?
It seems Rye 99 has been purchased by that wealthy woman about town, Cicely Ticonderoga.
Wait, don't you know her? Isn't she part of that aristocratic Yahtzee club you guys belong to?
Yes, but we haven't gotten to the scary part yet.
Oh, my. I'm afraid this Halloween may be the most frightening one we've ever faced.
Scarier than the time Hillbilly Willie turned into a baby and you adopted him?
Possibly, boy.
Scarier than the time I was possessed by Hillbilly Willie for days on end?
Yes! Scarier than whatever happened last year?
Buzz, Cicely Ticonderoga has hired an outside consultant from Los Angeles. She's going to evaluate every program on the air and decide if they remain on the air or... if they
don't even say it.
Canceled.
Oh, no. Our time slot is Sunday morning at 4 a.m. Maybe the consultant will evaluate us last.
We're being evaluated tonight.
What? Oh, God. I need a snack cake.
Yes. It seemed that once again, Cliff and Kendall would be forced to fight for the very life of their internet talk show slash radio filler program. An hour later, the two fat co-hosts sat in their lobby contemplating just how to get out of this Halloween jam.
Should we do some kind of presentation?
Hey!
What? Did you think of a way to impress the consultant from LA?
No, I was saying, hey, look at this empty orange pumpkin-shaped bowl.
Why haven't you filled that with miniature Snickers bars yet?
I did. 10 minutes ago. I just ate them all during our contemplation. I stuffed the wrappers inside my fat Gandhi costume.
Stop eating our party food! Crockpot already ate half the Doritos before she left yesterday.
You know that jar of Halloween M&Ms I had on my desk? She ate all the orange ones. So now it's just a bowl of brown dirt-colored M&Ms. Or at least it was before I ate them, right before I ate all these Snickers.
Maybe all this time Crockpot spent with us has turned her into a binge eater too.
That's a nice way to look at it.
Hey, drop that handful of Cheetos and look out the front door.
Oh my God, it can't be.
It is. What are we gonna do?
Nothing. It's too late.
I'm Hillbilly Willie.
No, we're not your pigs. We're not in the way of your pigs. Why do you keep tormenting us every Halloween?
Kendall, stop. Don't you notice anything odd about Hillbilly Willie this year?
Hey, yeah. Hillbilly Willie doesn't wear patent leather shoes.
Or have a gold pocket watch dangling from his overalls.
Ooh, it seems the jig is up there.
Oh my, doesn't Mr. Snodbottom look cute in his Hillbilly Willie costume?
It's not really a question of cuteness. I just don't know if it's proper etiquette to dress as a supernatural killer.
Dear, it's Halloween. We're wearing the scariest costumes we could come up with.
What are you? Is that some kind of toga you're wearing?
I'm an untidy linen closet.
And what are you, Kendallboy? Have you come dressed as a businessman?
No, I'm psychiatrist Ben Sobel. I'm confused. I thought you and Cliff were patients of Dr. Blathers. We are. Ben Sobel is a psychiatrist Billy Crystal played in the comedy hits Analyze This and Analyze That.
And I'm Gandhi. If instead of using hunger strikes as a weapon, he ate nonstop until he got his message across.
Well, that was plainly obvious, dear, from your bald cap and your Snickers wrappers poking out of that jumbo-sized wraparound cloth you're wearing.
Oh, no. Look out the front door.
That robe can only mean one thing.
It's a Hillbilly Willie cult member come to summon him, just like Sebastian did, and Topher, and those lunatics who killed Tyler, and those cult members in the old abandoned Walgreens, and those cult members who summoned the demon-possessed pig farmer to the fish hatchery underneath my very own apartment.
Yeah, that's what happened last year. The fish hatchery. Oh, dear, the door's about to open. Get out of here, you cult members, you, or I'll have to call the police!
Oh, hi, Kendall. Don't go calling the cops. I got some, sensitive materials in my truck.
Charles the contractor, why are you wearing that robe usually worn by members of the cult dedicated to Hillbilly Willie?
You mean this long coat? I found it by the shopping carts outside the food and more, and I thought it made me look like the Highlander.
Charles, as long as you're here, could you check the wiring on that zombie album?
I hate to break it to you, but I gotta be going. I just stopped in to pick up a can of jock itch powder I left here. I gotta go meet this pumpkin farmer's daughter at the truck stop. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Well, at least he won't be here to upset the consultant.
I haven't been this worried our show is going to be canceled in months. I just know tonight's going to be just like that Christmas we tried to impress the new producer from L.A. and failed. The only difference is that this time we'll fail in front of pumpkins instead of a Christmas tree.
I guess if there's one saving grace, it's that we'll be so busy dealing with our imminent cancellation that we won't be worried about a Hillbilly Willie attack.
I guess you're right. This is one Halloween that'll be totally different. I just wish this stupid party would start already. I feel like we've been talking about it for hours.
That better not be someone faxing us that they can't make it. We'll never impress that consultant if no one even shows up.
It's a fax from the desk of Sister Mary Mildred.
I hope she hasn't had a psychic vision of something awful happening.
It seems she's had a psychic vision of something awful happening.
Oh, God, no!
I wish you could be more specific. Does it say anything else?
Yes. She says she's sorry she can't be more specific.
Oh, my haunted hay bales! Was her vision about another Hillbilly Willie attack?
Or was it about our show being canceled?
This is terrible. Maybe this is her clarifying the horrible psychic vision she had about us.
No, this one isn't from her. It's from Marty's Discount Entertainment Limited? What's that?
Oh, that's a new service I've engaged in an attempt to get you boys some extra bookings. Perhaps this is an invitation to perform.
It is! Kendall, look at this.
Two hosts slash entertainers needed for a Halloween show. Must perform magic tricks and sing beautifully.
This gig sounds made for us. When is it?
8 p.m. Tomorrow night.
Great! This will really impress that consultant. What's the venue? Swamp Guest Lounge at the Mertzakoffigan Motel? The basement of the Unitarian Church?
It's at the Renfield Theater in Transylvania.
Transylvania?
Transylvania!
Transylvania?
Yes, Transylvania. What should we do?
If we do it, we'll have to cancel tonight's party and leave on the next flight out of the Busheltown International Airport.
It sounds like a promising opportunity.
And if we're out of the country, there'll be no Hillbilly Willie.
You're right. Just the rolling hills, charming cafe society, and vibrant street theater scene of Transylvania.
It sure doesn't sound like anything bad could happen there.
I think this Halloween will be different than all the rest.
So, I take it you boys are accepting the offer?
Sure. Cliff and Kendall are going to Transylvania. I've got a lot of packing to do.
I'll fax Marty's Discount Entertainment Limited and tell them the good news.
I'll send a mass text and tell our friends that the party is off.
I'll eat these string cheese witch finger hors d'oeuvres so they don't go bad. And then relax, because this Halloween is going to be fun and not...
Hello, excuse me. I'm Mitzi Carbuncle. I'm here to decide whether your show is allowed to continue or if it should be immediately canceled.
Yes, this was shaping up to be a Halloween unlike any other Cliff and Kendall had ever experienced. Soon their bags were packed, and the gang was aboard a chartered flight to Transylvania. Later, in the air.
Oh, I'm so glad I got some sleep. This 24-hour flight would have been grueling if I hadn't just taken that long nap. How many hours have we been in the air? 17? 18?
We took off 11 minutes ago.
Oh, well, darn.
Listen, if you're awake, I really need to ask you two some questions. First, what kind of topics do you cover on your show?
We recently did a show about carving pumpkins.
And?
Clean Week!
And I feel like we did a show once about bananas.
Yeah, at least once.
Do you ever discuss anything paranormal?
Kendall, before we answer that, I need to speak to you privately in the bathroom. So don't go away, we'll be right back. Look, Mrs. Putter Butter Butterchurn is knitting a red, yellow, and blue scarf.
Yes, those are the colors of the Transylvanian flag. Or at least they were until 1920, when the whole of Transylvania was absorbed by Romania. But I'm sure you boys knew that already. I did.
And Mr. Snowbottom has fallen asleep on that pile of yarn balls.
You know how air travel tuckers him out so.
Yes. If you need us, Kendall and I are going to go have a secret conversation in the airplane bathroom. Okay, shut the door.
I'm trying.
Give it a quick tug.
Oh, you're going to have to suck in. Yeah, there we go.
You know, with our bodies all mashed up against each other in this airplane bathroom, I can't tell where my fat ends and yours begins.
Before the air in this tiny enclosed space runs out, can you tell me whatever it is you wanted to tell me that you couldn't tell me in front of that lady who's evaluating our show?
The funny thing is, for the life of me, I can't remember. What were we even talking about out there?
She had just asked if we ever discussed anything paranormal on our show. You were going to tell me something about Hillbilly Willie?
No, I don't think so.
Was it about the time I had to open a portal to hell to rescue you to bring you back to this dimension with me? Was it about Jake Gyllenhaal?
Now that rings a bell. If he is snubbed for another Oscar nomination, this time for his role in Nocturnal Animals in theaters November 23rd, ooh, I am just gonna freak out.
Okay, is that all?
Wait. Is that a king-size payday candy bar in your pocket, or are you just happy to be mashed up against me in an airplane bathroom?
It's a king-size payday candy bar.
Then hold it right there. I'm gonna break me off a piece of that. Hold on.
Cliff, that's...
Oh, just a second. Almost got it.
That's not a candy bar in your hands.
Then what? Oh. Then those aren't two Cadbury eggs down underneath?
No!
Oh, God, what's happening? Is this an earthquake?
How can it be an earthquake if we're up in the air?
Then that means...
The plane is going down!
Yes, the small chartered plane was in a tailspin. Its engines were failing due to some kind of strange disturbance in the air. Cliff and Kendall held tightly to each other's fat bodies as their aircraft continued to plummet from the sky like a pumpkin dropped from the top of the Empire State Building. In a matter of seconds, there was a great impact as the airplane, once bound for Transylvania, hit the ground thousands of miles away from its intended destination.
Are we alive?
What happened? The plane... it went down.
Do you think we survived because our fat was all mashed together in this airplane bathroom?
Probably.
Now we have to get out of here and make sure Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snodbottom are okay.
And your iPad. I hope it's okay, or else how are we going to watch Hocus Pocus?
Oh, no!
Oh, gross. If you look over to your left, you'll see the pilot and co-pilot are both dead. Their corpses are splattered every which way. I was so hoping we wouldn't see any dead bodies this Halloween.
Let's not get sidetracked talking about what we're hoping for this Halloween. It just makes me think of how much I was hoping to eat some of those decadent Transylvanian desserts you hear so much about. Have I mentioned I've developed an overactive sweet tooth since I gave up drinking?
Kendall, please don't start another inspirational speech about sobriety. You know I hate hearing those without a drink in my hand.
Oh shit, look behind us!
The whole back end of the plane, it's...
gone!
Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn!
Gone!
Mr. Snodbottom!
Gone!
Your iPad! Hocus Pocus! That woman! What was her name? Was it Lois?
Gone, gone, gone! And I think her name was Brenda.
We have to search the area. Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn could be up in a tree, or maybe they landed in a giant pile of autumn leaves or something.
Where are we?
Kendall, look around. Nothing but trees and crap. We're in the middle of the woods. And I'd know these woods anywhere. We're in none other than the one and only Northwest Gasville National Forest.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. These trees look just like the ones in that calendar of Northwest Gasville National Forest that Terry the Temp gave us for Christmas.
But look over there.
Oh, God, it's an owl.
No, look behind the owl, the giant sign that says North Busheltown Woods Campground.
Did you hear that?
You mean that crazy laughter?
Yeah.
Maybe it was someone listening to our show, or somebody watching that new Kevin James sitcom.
We're in the North Busheltown Woods. It's a late October night. The air's a little chilly. There's only one thing that crazy laughter could belong to.
Hillbilly Willie! He's getting closer!
Come on, we'll hide in that cabin over there.
We have to be quiet. Don't say a word.
Kendall, shut up about that. This cabin... it was our cabin.
Then those stains over there?
Are from Sebastian's blood.
And those other stains over there?
Are from Mr. Snodbottom's disemboweling.
And those other stains?
From where I sat on a moon pie. I'll never forget any of the things that happened here. The way the shadows from the fall foliage outside would dance on the floor. The way Mr. Snodbottom kept writing in his divorce journal. The way I ate 3 boxes of fiber bars while I was waiting for you to wake up and make breakfast. The way the October sun glistened in Sebastian's eyes that day before he offered himself as a satanic sacrifice to Hillbilly Willie.
It was a memorable trip, that's for sure. But you know, there's one thing I can't recall. How did we get away from Hillbilly Willie that first time?
That's weird. I don't remember either.
Did you hear that?
Something's in the cabin with us.
We've got to run!
The front door.
No, follow me. I'm going to jump to this back window.
I can't jump through a window. Who do you think I am, Bruce Willis?
Hurry up, just watch out for that... Oh, the antique rye shucker.
Help me get up off this shucking thing!
Quick, we gotta hide in the thicket of brambles over there.
Cliff and Candle were so busy being poked by razor-sharp brambles that they momentarily forgot their panic over the whereabouts of their friends, Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Butterchurn, both of whom remained very much alive. The tail end of the aircraft had landed half a mile away in the middle of North Busheltown Pond.
Oh my, these autumnal orange pumps of mine are ruined.
I apologize, dear. It seems my bowels became alarmed as we fell from the sky and landed in the pond.
No, my sweet Mr. Snodbottom, these aren't the first shoes you've ruined with your bowel attacks, and I'm sure they won't be the last, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm just in shock from the plane crash.
Oh, praise be to Christ, the newborn king. Because of him, you and I were saved, dear. We were surrounded by a large pile of yarn balls that softened our fall.
Oh, amen. But now we have to find Cliff and Kendall. They could be searching for us wherever the other half of the airplane has landed.
I'll follow you, girl. Let your heart lead the way.
Wait, what about that consultant, Mitzi Carbuncle?
Dear. You don't suppose this was Crash the Newborn King's way of keeping the show on the air?
Oh, my mysterious heavens, I'm not sure. But there was something peculiar about the way the plane's engines failed. And there was that bright flash of light. I'm starting to wonder just what happened up there in the sky.
I love to see your brilliant mind at work, girl.
It's obvious to see we've crash-landed in the North Busheltown Woods. But how? And why? When I was a girl, my great-grandmother often told me stories about a demon called President Cameo. She believed that thousands of years ago, President Cameo, one of the presidents of hell, who looked like a large black bird carrying a sword, would put a curse on these woods.
Why, dear?
Out of pure meanness.
Oh, no.
And with everything we now know about Hillbilly Willie, I'm wondering if she wasn't onto something. What's that?
Could it be the demon-possessed pig farmer himself?
Not far away, Cliff and Kendall were still hiding in a bramble thicket.
Do you think Hillbilly Willie is gone?
I haven't heard any crazy laughter in the last few minutes, but we need to find somewhere else to hide. These thorny brambles are stabbing me, and I feel like I'm in one of those things, like in a scary movie where it's you know, it's kind of like a sarcophagus, but it has nails poking out on the inside. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What are they called?
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Great.
Hey, what's that over there? At the other end of the bramble thicket.
Let's investigate.
Ow. It's a barn. And an old falling down farmhouse.
Oh, it sure does stink with the foul odor of a million dirty diapers.
I thought it smelled more like Charles the Contractor.
Let's hide in that barn, and maybe we can sneak out at daybreak.
Good idea. But a scary old barn like this, there's just one thing I'm afraid of.
What?
Splinters.
I think we're safe in here. Probably just a bunch of old rye shuckers, rye planters, rye harvesters, a bunch of rye stuff, I'm guessing. Although it's totally dark and I can't even see my big fat hand in front of my face.
Me neither.
What's there?
Don't be alarmed.
I'm alarmed.
It's me, Mitzi Carbuncle, from the plane. Although I suppose I can tell you the truth now. You see, I'm not a consultant from Los Angeles. I'm Special Agent Darla Coccyx with the BBI.
BBI? What does that mean? Big Black what?
It's the Busheltown Bureau of Investigation. I'm assigned to a division called the Weird Cases Division. Our cases are so bizarre, we catalog them chronologically but label them with letters from the alphabet. The 24th case we ever opened, stored in a file labeled X, has to do with the area in which our plane crash landed.
The North Bushelltown Woods? You mean you're out here investigating Hillbilly Willie?
No, Hillbilly Willie was the 42nd case we opened. It's in a file labeled PP. The case in my X file has to do with outer space vampires from the planet Bloodtron.
Outer space vampires? You mean like True Blood, but from another planet?
Not exactly. These creatures from Bloodtron don't drink normal blood. They drink the blood of demons.
Like the demons that possess Hillbilly Willie?
Yes. Along with my partner, Special Agent Panther Muldoon, I've been keeping an eye on Bushelltown citizens that have been known to encounter Hillbilly Willie more than others.
Yeah, why do we keep running into him every October, and even that one Christmas Eve?
Agent Muldoon and I believe it's because you remind Hillbilly Willie of his pigs, and you know what everybody said.
He loved those pigs more than his wife.
Exactly. There's just one problem. All those who encounter outer space vampires quickly forget their experience. This makes gathering evidence very difficult. Also, on a more personal note, Agent Muldoon has been missing the last 3 days. I don't know if Hillbilly Willie got to him or...
What's happening outside? Is it Hillbilly Willie come to attack and kill us once and for all?
There's no crazy laughter. It sounds more like a stampede.
It is! It's a stampede of pigs!
That's not a stampede of normal pigs. It's a stampede of ghost pigs. I'll stop them.
BBI! Hold it right there! Halt, or I will shoot! Oh!
Oh, shit! Agent Coxix was just carried away by that stampeding drove of ghost pigs.
Oh, God, we're on a haunted farm.
Not just any haunted farm. North Bushelltown Woods, ghost pigs, and look at that needlepoint over there on the wall.
God couldn't be everywhere, so he created pigs. Wow, the owner of this pig farm really loved his... Oh, no!
Yes!
We're on Hillbilly Willie's farm!
As Cliff and Kendall began to grapple with the cruel tricks dropped into their treat bags by fate this Halloween, Mrs. Potterbutter Butterchurn and Mr. Snodbottom were on their own strange journey.
What a wonderful costume! I'll admit I was quite frightened at first, as you are very scary looking, and your voice, it doesn't sound like you're from around here.
I apologize. I must have become separated from the other guests at the Halloween party here in the forest.
No harm done, boy. We're looking for some of our friends, so we might as well form a search party.
Excellent plan.
Now, where was this celebration being held? At a pavilion or a gazebo of some sort?
No, it was on a farm. An old abandoned pig farm.
An abandoned pig farm? Dear me, why would anyone hold a soiree there? When there are so many fine lodges and chain restaurants in town.
Let me think a moment. I've got it. We're teenagers.
Oh, that explains it.
Oh, yes. You know, young people will do anything for a thrill, dear. Why, I recall as a young man, I myself sat atop the flagpole just outside the Bushelltown Savings and Loan for the mere fun of it, girl.
Oh, my.
Could you humans help me find the farm?
Of course. Now, let's see. The wind is coming up from the West Bushelltown Swamplands. The moss is growing on the starboard side of this ryeberry bush, and the odor of ancient pig leavings is blowing in from 3/4 of a mile away. That way. Follow me, fellows.
Meanwhile, back in the old abandoned farmhouse, near the old abandoned barn, on the old abandoned pig farm, Cliff and Kendall were making a grim discovery.
Oh, God, it can't be.
I told you there wouldn't be any food in here. The house has obviously been abandoned for years. I'm sure rats ate all the old Cheetos and stuff ages ago.
Oh, I'm so hungry. The only thing in the cupboard are these bags of rye seeds, a jar of shredded sage, and what looks like a pile of raven bones.
Hey, outside?
The drove of ghost pigs? They're circling the house.
Do they know we're in here?
What are we gonna do? Look!
What?
Over on the bookshelf, it's Leading with My Chin by Jay Leno. I've been wanting to read that forever.
Oh my God. I just got a crazy idea. Look at the book beside Jay Leno's.
Garfield Tips the Scales?
The other side.
Raising hell demons for fun and profit?
Hear me out. We summon Hillbilly Willie.
You want to summon Hillbilly Willie? Did we just run away from him?
Yeah, but what is he always looking for?
His pigs?
What's outside circling the house right now?
His pigs?
We could summon him, reunite him with his pigs, and end this whole thing once and for all. Now let's see. Table of contents. Why raise demons instead of emu? Here it is. Summoning the demon of your choice. We'll need...
There's no way we'll have everything.
Shredded sage, rye seeds, raven bones, and... Uh-oh.
I knew it.
Petrified animal dung.
Well, there's plenty of that outside in the pig pen. But how do we get to it?
You're right. We can't. We'll just have to wait till...
I got it! If we remind Hillbilly Willie of his pigs so much, why can't we just get down on all fours, start snorting, and blend in? The drove of ghost pigs won't even notice that we're living humans.
Kendall, you big fat genius! You've done it again!
Just grab those summoning ingredients and crawl after me.
It's working!
I know!
It kind of makes me sad that even these pigs think we're pigs.
Maybe we can lose a bunch of weight by next Halloween. If we live through all this one, that is.
Okay, grab a pile of that hardened pig dookie and follow me into the barn. Now, we need to set all these ingredients on fire.
Damn it! If only I still drank, I'd have a flask full of flammable alcohol. But I asked you to donate all my old flasks to charity.
And I did. Of course, I live in a studio apartment above a fish hatchery, and my charity of choice is always me. So, I just happen to have a flask right here.
Oh, lucky number 9.
Now, to use this lighter I was carrying with me to light a bunch of pumpkin spice candles in Transylvania. Okay, you read every other line. Spirits of the night, you ain't a dreamin'.
We're Cliff and Kendall, and we need a demon.
We've run away from him so many times, it may seem real silly.
But send to us the demon-possessed pig farmer known as Hillbilly Willie.
Hillbilly Willie. Hillbilly Willie. Hillbilly Willie.
Look at the flames.
They're turning pink.
That means it worked. You know, maybe this wasn't a good idea.
Too late now.
I am Hillbilly Willie. Who has summoned me here to my old abandoned pig farm? Don't you know how bittersweet this is for me?
It's us, Cliff and Kendall. You might remember us from the time our assistant summoned you for various reasons, or from the time you took me to hell, or from the time you possessed me.
I'll admit you two lardasses look familiar, but I meet a lot of people. How am I supposed to keep them all straight? So, just why have you brought me here?
Well, aren't you always looking for your pigs?
Yeah, so?
They're right outside.
Really? My pigs? I haven't seen them in so long. I really love them, you know. Much more than my wife. I don't know if anyone ever knew that before. I can't wait to see them. Piggies! Here, piggies! Here, piggies!
This is so sweet. I feel like I'm watching one of those Maury Povich show episodes where parents reunite with kids they sent to boot camp.
I think, for once, we really made the right decision.
What's this? These aren't my pigs?
Sure they are. I mean, they're the ghosts of your pigs. You're a demon-possessed pig farmer. They're ghost pigs. Seems like a perfect match to me.
Ghost pigs? What the hell am I supposed to do with the drove of ghost pigs? You can't feed a ghost pig. You can't roll around and slop with a ghost pig. You can't love a ghost pig. These can't be my pigs. This makes me angry. Angry enough to... kill!
Knock, knock. Is anyone to home? We found a lost party guest.
Party? Someone dares party when my pigs are out there somewhere looking for me? I'll find them, but first...
Oh, my melting jack-o'-lanterns!
Oh, not again. Oh, my bowels.
Yeah, Billy Willie just disemboweled Mr. Snodbottom.
Oh, shit.
And now... more killing!
Hold it right there, demon-possessed pig farmer.
What? Who dares command me to hold it?
It is I, Eddie Tomato, or as my friends back on the planet Bloodtron call me, E.T. And you'll find you have no choice but to hold it, because I've just hit you with a freeze ray.
No! can't move anything but my mouth!
Ha ha ha. Now I shall suck the blood of the demons that possess you, since I have nothing to do until my ride gets here.
Ride? I thought you were a teenager in a scary Halloween costume. Now you're shooting freeze rays and my beloved husband has been disemboweled.
At least I got in one good kill.
Mrs. Butter, let me see your beautiful face one last time.
Oh no, Eddie Tomato, I know you're a strange creature from a world I don't understand, but isn't there something you can do?
Hey, you helped me find my way when I was lost, so why not?
Oh my god, Kendall, look! That weird creature's whole body is glowing!
And he's touching Mr. Snotbottom's bowels! They're going back inside!
That E.T. is healing him!
Dear, oh, I feel like I'm back to normal.
Oh, yes, that's normal, all right.
Now, back to my lunch.
Oh, no! He's sucking the blood of my precious demons! Every time this happens, I'm sent back to hell until I'm summoned again! It could be days until I'm back in the woods looking for my pigs! No!
That's good demon blood.
Stop right there! BBI! What happened to my partner, Agent Muldoon? Did you kill him? You demon-possessed monster? Where is he? What happened to Hillbilly Willie?
I just sucked his last demon dry.
Now I'll never know if he murdered Agent Muldoon. Hey, wait, aren't you... OMFG, finally! Proof! Evidence! I'm actually talking to an outer space vampire from the planet Bloodtron!
That's true, but...
What's that bright light outside?
That's my ride.
No! Wait!
I've got to go.
Oh, wow! A tractor beam! They're pulling you into the ship! Stop! Come with me, I need proof!
Sorry, can't do it.
Coccyx, is that you?
Oh my god, Muldoon? Muldoon, are you on board the spacecraft?
Yeah, pretty cool. You wanna come?
Yes! Yes, Muldoon! I've been waiting so long for you to ask me.
Goodbye, Earth. Catch you on the flip side.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever understand what's happened this Halloween.
Outer space vampires? Hillbilly Willie? The BBI? Oh, I don't think we're going to make it to Transylvania for that gig.
That's too bad. But according to my Apple Watch, it's just after midnight. That means it's officially Halloween! Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween. I'd say we should have a Halloween party here in the barn, but that drove of ghost pigs is probably still outside.
No, dear, it seems the commotion must have scared them away.
Oh, that's certainly welcome news, girl.
Then let's party. I'll play some rockin' Halloween tunes on my phone.
Wait, commotion? What commotion? Kendall, was Hillbilly Willie just here?
Yeah, but he's gone now.
Oh, what a relief. That was another close call.
Wait, close call? Where did Hillbilly Willie go? How did we get rid of him?
Huh? That's funny. I don't remember. But he's gone, that's all that matters.
No, why can't we remember what happened? What's wrong with...
Would anyone like a butternut rye crispy? I have a surprise match here in my purse.
Me, I want one. Make that four. Hey, I guess this is going to be a happy Halloween after all.
Yep, all the scares are over.
Scares? Over? Not quite, for something very unexpected indeed would happen at 7 a.m. that Halloween morning. In Gasville, at a scarecrow stuffing retreat.
Fonky, you're stuffing that scarecrow like a pro. Ooh, ouch! Uh-oh, I think I messed myself.
Papa, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Now wait, that's not number one or number two. Fonky, what does that look like to you?
Water.
Water, but hold on. Morning sickness, stretch marks. I've been eating almost as much as Cliff and Kendall. Am I... 9 months pregnant and going into labor?
Oh dear.
Yes, It's true. Crockpot was rushed to Gasville General Hospital, and an hour later...
Oh, it's a boy. 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
He's beautiful. But you know, I didn't even know I was pregnant, and I don't think I'm ready to be a mother, so I think I'll give him up for adoption.
Well, this is a surprise. Did you have anyone in mind?
Would you hand me the phone?
Hello?
Good morning, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn.
Oh, good morning, Crockpot, dear. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween.
There's nothing wrong with Funky, is there, dear?
Oh, no, she's perfectly fine. I wanted to tell you about the funniest thing that just happened to me.
And so it was decided that Crockpot's unexpected baby would be adopted by Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snogbottom. They agreed amongst themselves that no one would ever mention their new son's parentage again, ever, for any reason. Later, that Halloween night...
Dear Diary, wow, what a day. I gave birth to a baby boy this morning. Talk about a shock. I haven't been that surprised since McDreamy's fatal car accident on Grey's Anatomy. But even though I'm not ready to be a mother, I know the baby will have a wonderful set of parents in Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snodbottom. Some people might think I should tell the father, but in this case, I don't think it's the thing to do. I was going through a rough patch in early February, and I needed one night of passion. And Austin was right there, sweeping dust under the rug, in the lobby of Cliff and Kendall's studio. Anyway, he's in Switzerland now. I'm sure he wouldn't want to be bothered with news like this. Oh, Diary, I knew you'd understand. What a great diary entry. Dear Diary, a thought just occurred to me. During my early February rough patch, I recall an argument I had with my parents. They made me so mad I just had to do something rebellious, and, well, I ended up sleeping with a man that I knew my parents would disapprove of. His name is Charles, and he's a contractor. The intercourse itself wasn't so bad, but it took me weeks to get his odor out of my hair. Diary, could he have been the father? I'm sure it was Austin. Maybe. I guess I'll never know.
And in the hospital nursery...
Oh, my, look at our beautiful new son.
Oh, he's a miracle, dear.
He certainly seems to love that rattle you gave him.
It was mine when I was but a wee lad. I thought it only proper that it be passed down.
Uh-oh, it seems our new son broke the rattle. Nurse, could you take that broken rattle away from my son?
Well, no harm done.
And now he's urinating all over the nurse. Son, stop that. It's not proper etiquette.
Oh, dear, the baby seems to be laughing at the nurse in her soiled garments.
Oh, dear, son, stop that, son.
Don't do it, Bo.
Happy Halloween! Happy Halloween! Happy Halloween!